Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a dream car, plus Tom spills his coffee and chimps drinking. Coming up right after this.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
So, honey. Do you like your new four-blade razor?
It's okay, I guess. But it's still not enough. I mean, I just wish there was some way I could go at my face with even more blades.
Well, your prayers have been answered. Bob and Tom Laboratories have devised the most technologically advanced shaving system in the world. It features not just a measly two or three blades, or even four. It's the most blade-intensive system on the market, bristling with 57 separate titanium-honed blades per razor.
Wow, it looks awesome. Let me try it.
Aren't that many blades dangerous?
Not in the least. The handle has been ergonomically designed for precision control and maneuverability. It's the safest razor on the market.
Well, what do you call it?
The Decapitator. Why settle for three or four blades when you can have 57? That's enough blades to bush hog an acre of mixed growth forest land. And they're all precisely synchronized to maintain optimum contact with your skin. It's like having your whiskers ripped out by angels. There's only one Decapitator.
It's so smooth and close. I feel like... Oh my God!
Honey, what happened?
Oh God, I think I just severed my carotid artery. It sliced right through. Oh God, help me!
Don't worry. Besides the abundance of blades, the Decapitator also comes equipped with a soothing aloe strip.
That is refreshing, but it's doing nothing to stop the flow of blood.
Oh my God, use a towel!
I'll just make a tourniquet.
Not that towel. Those are for the guests.
So much blood. It's like a geyser of red.
Oh. Don't worry about blood or even chunks of vein and tissue. The Decapitator's open cartridge design makes rinsing and cleaning easier than ever.
Oh, look at the pretty bright tunnel of light. Hello, Grandmama. I'm coming to see you.
Please, try and hold on, honey.
Oh, angels.
The Decapitator. It's the last shave you'll ever need. Also, new from Bob and Tom Laboratories, the first bathtub-mounted electric toaster for those mornings when you just don't have time to fool around in the kitchen.
I don't believe I'll take a bath and have some toast.
The Rub-a-Dub-Tub Toaster and the Decapitator. Only from Bob and Tom Laboratories.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I want Christy to do this story about this poor guy gets his dream car. Well, you'll see what happens.
Okay, hold on a second. I wasn't prepared for that. The man saved up 10 years to buy his dream car. It was a brand new Ferrari 458 Spider.
Oh,
yeah, ended up watching that.
That is a beautiful machine.
Yeah, I've seen some. They're very flat, very flat.
Yes, they're very low to the ground.
Yes, flat.
But he ended up watching that Ferrari go up in flames the day he drove it for the first time. Yes, Japanese social media abuzz with the sad story of a Mr. Hong Kong.
Come on.
H-O-N-K-O-N. Hong Kong.
Oddly enough, that's also the sound his horn makes.
Mr. Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
A young music producer who spent a fortune on this dream Ferrari sports car.
Is it another apology text?
The 33-year-old recently took to X / Twitter to share the story of how he could only enjoy his dream Ferrari for a few minutes. It caught fire while he was driving it on the Shuto Expressway in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. The Shuto Expressway.
Right by the Hershey Highway.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was heading down to Shuto, you know, and, well,
yep.
It caught fire.
He had no insurance or something? What's the big deal here?
What's going on?
Well, the problem was he had one of those hibachi grills. Right right there in the front seat.
That would be.
Did you spill something?
Yeah, I've got a spill over here.
Oh, my God.
Every day with the spills.
It really does seem like every day you spill something.
You're going to have to wear stick-em now, like the football player.
Can we get you a Velcro cup so it sticks to the table?
What is your problem?
It is only a matter of months before we go. Tom, here, look at this brochure. Doesn't this place look nice?
I mean, they have bocce ball.
Oh.
And
look, these people seem to be enjoying.
They're all smiling in the brochure.
And look, everyone's the people, they all wear name tags.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
It's under control.
Look, and if you spill something, there are people to clean you.
Wednesday's Sloppy Joe's.
I'd be interested to find out, if you'll answer me honestly, how did the latest spill occur?
I put this straw in because I'm drinking iced tea, so I put ice in it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want the ice to be rattling.
Right. Unlike your sugar packets, yes.
So I put a straw in, then when I reached back, I caught the straw.
Oh, that happened.
That does happen.
This is why I keep scissors here.
I don't know.
So I can cut
your straws off.
Yeah.
So it doesn't stick out. And then I take this straw so I can snort fentanyl during the breaks. Then I can also use it for a little
enema.
The man. See the man who has a spill in the studio.
The man.
What happened, sir?
So does this guy get a new spider?
I don't know. Sorry. That's all the information I have. I'm sorry.
I like the guy's name.
Of course.
Look at it. It looks like a toasted marshmallow.
That is.
Yeah, well, that's like $250,000.
I think
price
more.
Price point.
That, wow. A Ferrari like that?
That's ridiculous.
Let's look at the price point.
What kind of incredible loser has to buy like a little sports car to make him feel like he's...
Like the one you have in the park?
Shut up! Like he's, you know, somebody, you know? Maybe he gets belittled at work.
I like that you guys like your cars.
About $233,000
to $287,000
is this...
What?
So $250,000.
Okay, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed sometimes, though, you see the guys, they're men of a certain age, and they're in some of those really low-slung cars, and they can't get out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They pull up, and you see this sort of elaborate dance where they have to put their thing, then they got to pull on a rod to get out.
Yeah, it's hard.
I prefer to climb up and climb down, getting in and out of a car.
Oh, you mean like...
I want to step up and step down.
When my mom, it was toward the end, when she was she was in her mid-90s, she loved my Suburban because she could walk up to it, grab that handle,
yes.
And there was a step to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she couldn't really get in a regular car comfortably.
Yeah.
It is hard.
So, I've been driving either Suburbans or SUVs for so long. I can't remember the last time I haven't owned a regular car in...
A sedan, if you will.
In 40 years.
Really?
No, I haven't. I mean, a regular
that
car.
That Datsun, right? Probably.
Yeah.
That
was... I still can't get over they stopped pretty much making sedans, a major car company.
Really hard to find a good one.
They're all, everything's an SUV.
Crossovers
now.
And SUVs, yeah.
It's funny, if you see an old movie, New York City, and you see all the yellow cabs and all the regular cars. And
no SUVs.
That's all gone.
Yeah.
Well, I feel sorry for Mr. Looks like this guy's name is spelled H-O-N.
K-O-N.
So is it Hong Kong or Hong Kong?
I don't know. I would say Hong Kong.
You know what?
Last name's Bobo.
I say because we find out and it starts with discussing it endlessly here.
Because my point, Josh, is that honk on sounds like a sex move.
Oh.
I got my honk on.
he's loving it.
I got it all over my face.
You know, I think it's great that you can enjoy it that much by yourself. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, it's really nice.
I'm over here soaked.
Well.
Oh, my gosh, you are.
Tom.
You really took one to the left,
didn't
you?
Do you have pants in the other room to change into? Let me
see. I do. I have a pair of pants in the other room.
All right, well, go change and we'll take
it. There's a whole wardrobe rack back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Nordstrom.
We can get you a sippy cup.
That might be next.
That's what
cup.
You need.
That's
you do.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you have a Stanley like everybody else in your family?
I hate those things.
You hate Stanleys.
Yes.
Why do you hate them?
Because they're
chew up the.
Do they?
The what's that thing called? The cup holders.
Oh, yeah.
And they take up so much room.
They're designed
to do
that.
Well, they make different sizes.
I can't reach the radio because there's a
three-foot
Stanley in the way.
Because of all the damage to cup holders, they're very unpopular.
Yeah, nobody wants them.
Yeah, nobody wants them.
Yeah.
Stock is down.
I'm sure there's one other person out there that hates them as much as I do.
I'm sure they have different sizes, though. You don't have to get the big one.
Yeah, my daughters have the ones that they're like camels. They could drink for a week.
I have the Ollie. It's wider.
Oh.
Thank you very much. The Laurel and Hardy joke. If anybody wanted to pay attention, that'd be cool.
No, I don't get it.
Well, Tom is very distracted.
That's an excellent joke. I did an Amos and Andy.
Stanley and Ollie?
Oh.
You know, when you don't get things, you can just sit quietly and you won't look so dumb.
Oliver Hardy? Golly, Ollie. Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't see a lot of Stanley and
Oliver. All heck is broken loose in here.
You know, it's not very top of mind, Christy.
Do you know which one was the fat one?
The Ollie guy?
Oliver Hardy?
Was he the fat one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's ironic that the Stanleys are so big.
You know, Stan.
It's a hell of a leap you took there.
I finally paid off, Josh.
No, it didn't.
You know, Stan Laurel lived in the Los Angeles area, and he was in the phone book.
In the
early 60s, before he died, yeah. Of course, when he died, he wasn't in the phone book. I mean, he was.
He didn't do you any good. Eventually edited.
Yeah, after you died, you'd call him all day. Yeah, he answer. Yeah.
I'm still mopping over here.
Was it a full cup?
Yes. This is the most outstanding thing I've ever seen in my life.
Boy, if one of us had done this.
Can you imagine? He would ban drinks in the studio if one of us did this. It would be all over for us.
Sorry, it was just minor spill.
A minor spill.
Sucks.
Uh-huh. Brand new cup of iced tea.
Do you have underwear back there, too?
Yes, I do.
All right.
It soaked right through to your bare thigh.
Oh, man.
That's right. So hot.
Okay.
You want me to come over there and lick it off?
Now we're back to body heat. Full circle.
Yes, and I spilled some right on my anus.
Now, how did you spill tea on your anus?
You have to want to.
Purposefully, knowing that you'd want to lick it off.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Is that the scene in Body Heat? They're licking off the backside?
No.
Yeah, that one character, Butt Munch, you know.
Yeah. Oh, geez, here comes Butt Munch.
It wasn't even popular then.
Anybody got a butt I can munch?
Hey, how you doing? I'm Butt Munch.
I won't give you that nickname.
Ah, well, you'll find out.
Anybody got a soits?
Turn around. Can I munch your butt?
With Retson.
Isn't that one of your songs, Pat?
What?
Munch your butt, baby.
Munch your butt.
Munch your butt, baby.
I like that.
What do you guys prefer, Cracker Jack or Butt Munch? Button Munch.
Do you remember Screaming Yellow Zonkers?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, those were like popcorn snacks.
And then my grandpa called Cheetos Zonkers.
He did?
Everything became Zonkers after
That's
that.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Hey, you want some Zonkers?
He called the nurse Zonkers, too.
Yeah.
He was my lead sage.
But just the last 2 decades. I'm sorry, Christy, I've lost my place. We had the poor guy whose Ferrari caught on fire.
Yeah.
God, you suck so bad.
Well, you hate to hear it because the guy did save for 10 years.
But, I mean, wouldn't he have had insurance?
Hopefully it was replaced somehow, yeah. They're not supposed to burst into flames immediately.
Right, I would think it might be a Ferrari problem.
Maybe this guy, did he ram into something and it caught on fire?
No, it sounds like it was.
It says it caught on fire on the freeway.
It didn't burst into flames. It was a thermal incident.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
I see.
Thermal incident.
I'm sorry. Christy.
Isn't there a video of a guy just bought a new Harley, and he
crashes right up front.
He peels out of the on the lot and just fishtails and wipes out,
oh, man.
Wrecks the whole bike.
Hasn't anybody crashed a car on a test drive? Oh, maybe I'm the only one.
Oh, you did?
Really?
Yeah.
So what do they do?
Another car in the lot.
Hey, by the way, that's a sensitive topic building today.
I ended up buying the car because I felt so guilty. I didn't even want the damn thing.
Were you Christy yet?
Yeah. This was early Christy.
Okay.
Yes. So you bought the car?
Yeah, I bought the car. And then the car that I hit, the insurance took care of it, I guess. I don't know. God. Yeah.
Zowie.
So I drove a new, quote unquote, it was a used car, but it was still new to me. That had a forever
a bad
crash.
Bad topic. That there was an incident in the parking lot
here
at the shack.
Oh, really?
What?
Who hit
this
who?
Isn't,
there's
the
not
shack's
even enough
not here.
Room.
But it's I mean it's our other place of business. Well, who? You wouldn't know that.
No,
but who hit
I
who?
Was just there. You know why I'm not over there more often?
Because I'm there.
Yep, that's it.
Yes, yeah, so, two of our employees had a scrape.
Oh no.
There's not even that much. Oh, okay.
I know. How would you possibly?
Would you
it's a small parking
there?
Lot.
Yeah.
They ran into each other.
Sounds like somebody's trying to meet somebody.
Yeah,
what that
does.
Sounds like.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's move
I'm
forward
sorry,
here, Christy. What else have you
here.
Got over there?
You want to munch my butt?
Oh.
Well, that's a hell of an opening line.
Yeah.
Sadly, there's probably a guy that uses it, and sadly, he.
Hell yeah.
It works once in one of every 10 tests.
It's like the guy that exposes himself. It must have worked for one guy one time.
When it works, it works.
We do have Christy Lee over there. Do we have our chimpanzee story?
Well, now, wait a minute. We're going to get the picture of me and you on your birthday from the Chick McGee on Instagram. It's albeit an old picture, but I think it captures our personalities perfectly. It might be a surprise to some, but
I am surprised that just you have a picture of just the two of you.
I have several pictures of just the
two of you.
We're sitting in a love seat on the... Atlantic Ocean, looking over the Bahamas. Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
There we are.
Look at you guys.
Huh? How about that?
Look at that.
You guys are having fun.
Yeah.
Look how sunburned you are.
Yeah.
Both of you, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, you
there.
Have a little color. You
look
have
how
your...
white Tom's teeth
That was when you actually went out in the sun.
Did you have...
Those are the whitest teeth I've ever come across.
Look how non-existent my teeth are.
You guys are loaded in that show.
Look how many.
Yeah, that is a.
We are so.
You are
drunk.
Five kamikaze.
Yeah, I'm flying the plane. You can't see the control.
and I'm playing stewardess.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. This next story I think is really interesting in the world of science.
Okay.
It involves chimps.
Oh, monkeys.
Hmm.
Gorillas.
How many times do
orangutans?
I have to tell you?
What are they? Ragged
chimpanzees
tongue?
Are not monkeys.
Yes,
they are great apes.
Chimpanzee.
Scientists observed wild chimpanzees bonding over alcohol.
Now, is it true that pure chimpanzees, have to come from chimpanzee France?
That's right.
Okay,
that's
I thought
exactly
that was the,
right.
The research
like that.
Team in Guinea.
That's why so many of them are named Bubbles.
You know what? On your birthday, you're going to get a standing ovation.
That's amazing. Yes.
That's your Michael Jackson joke
that's
of the day.
Wonderful.
Fantastic, Tommy.
The research team in Guinea captured footage of the primates sharing fermented African breadfruit.
I don't think there's any name calling.
Which is known to contain alcohol. The fermented fruit tested found to contain the equivalent of 0.61% ABV.
Pat, have you ever seen a fermented fruit?
Well, I enjoyed an artist back in the 60s. It was
I met one when drunk.
Well, the chimps were not likely getting drunk on the fruit. Scientists noted that the animals do not, quote, share food all the time, so this behavior with fermented fruit might be important.
But they are capable of making toast.
So this is I was just going to say this is kind of a social...
Yeah,
so in other words,
exactly.
they start drinking, or not drinking, once they start eating this and it has alcohol in it...
They want to share it.
They
yeah.
become more social, yeah. which they think in evolution, similarly to when obviously we broke off from the chimps a while back, but...
Still...
They drew comparisons to humans who are believed to have consumed alcohol far back into our evolutionary history with the benefits of social bonding. Yes.
Now, I wonder if it goes to the next step.
What does that mean?
Where after a while, all of a sudden, fights start.
Bad decision.
Yeah, yeah. Bad decision. No, you know the chimps start getting bad tattoos.
And sleeping with anybody that walks by.
It's the smallest chimp in the group. He normally starts the fight.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he's outside. He doesn't know anything to do about it. And I'm getting hit in the face.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.